Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
In Open Maandag, nee, the Monday mailbag. We go through the emails that get sent in, drive@jacarandafm.com. We pick one, we throw it out to you, and we give the person some advice. So today it comes in from Jenny, and it's a bit contentious. We put the email on the Facebook page earlier, and parents are angry. Somebody even called it child abuse.
Yo.
Here's the email. Hi, Rob and Roz. Over the weekend, we went to a wedding in Durban, and afterwards, a bunch of us ended up back at the same hotel. A couple we met at the wedding were also staying there. They said they'll come and meet us for a last drink. They just have to drop off the baby. They left the baby alone in the room with the camera monitor that feeds live to Dad's phone. Is it just me or is that bad parenting? Says Jenny.
Okay.
Yay or nay?
I mean, obviously, there are lots of variables there. How old is the baby and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing is, if it's just that one drink and you're monitoring, it's not really that different from being in the house and having the baby upstairs and having a drink with your friends and still monitoring the baby. You know what I mean? It's not like you've gone to the wedding for 5 hours.
And left the baby in the hotel room.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
100%. And the WhatsApp line so far seems okay. The Facebook page is mad about this.
Mm.
People saying absolutely under no circumstances. And look, I get it. But I went traveling with some friends of mine. Overseas, one of my old school friends were getting married abroad, and we all had to go, and one of my mates had a 6-month-old.
Yeah.
This is small now, you know?
Mm.
And we did. We got to the hotel, we checked in everything, we went and had dinner, baby fell asleep, took baby down, put baby in the cot, in the room, put the monitor on with the video, watching, we took the other half of the monitor, we went along to the hotel bar, we sat there with the monitor in front of us.
Yeah.
And had a chat and a glass of wine and a hangout. And it was fine. And I didn't think anything of it. So is that just me? As the parents?
Well, look, like I say, I think for me, it's the same sort of thing. If you've got like a double-story house and you leave the baby upstairs and you're monitoring the baby and you're sitting downstairs. Because, I mean, I've seen it in the other way around where you see people going to a pub and a bar with small babies and people are having double brandies and the baby's just chilling there sleeping, you know, close to the fires and all that sort of stuff. But I think I'd rather have the baby in the room monitoring them rather than out at a bar with all the noise, and then chances are they're going to wake up anyway.
That makes sense. So what's the advice? Jenny says, is it just me or is it bad parenting? You're at the hotel, put the baby on the cot, put the baby monitor on, and then go downstairs and have a glass of wine. You are off near. Lots of people, the majority of messages we've got in, feel like this.
Are you out of your freaking mind? You can't leave a baby that can't take care of itself alone. How fast can you get to him or her when there's trouble? That's the only question you need to answer.
A lot of it feels like that.
Okay.
How dare you?
Mm.
Are you mud blood? Then Rian sent us this.
Conscience.
Sorry, let me get the right message going here.
Ek wil net weet by daai ouers, het hulle elke nag langs hulle baba se bekkie se kot gesit en gekyk dat hulle asemhaal of nie asemhaal nie of daai tipe van ding. Ek meen die ou het regtig vir my persoonlik alles gedoen. Hy tegnologie. Bitter baie lank terug was ek 'n klein babietjie geweest.
En nou sê ek bitter,
is 'n halwe eeu terug, plus. My ma het nie daai voorreg gehad nie om hulle het net kort maar kom kyk.
And I think that's the point.
Yeah.
And I think very few people on the WhatsApp line are saying it that way. But, you know, parents put babies down all the time.
No, exactly. I mean, the thing is also, if you want to, like, you know, get the separation from the baby, that you don't sleep in the same bed as the baby, if they've got their own room, you'll check on them maybe like every 2 hours if you need to, depending on how small the baby is.
But,
you know, you don't always just sit there and watch the baby sleeping, which is actually what this guy's doing. And it's also not like he's going to the wedding and going to be there for 10 hours while the baby sleeps on their own.
I think a lot of people are freaked out because the thought that it was in a hotel. You know, other people have access to the rooms in theory. You would like to think not.
Mm.
But I don't, yeah. There's the question. 20 minutes away from the baby. The baby's, I don't know, a floor up and 3 rooms away.
Yeah.
And you've got the baby monitor on and the child is already sleeping. and you're going to pop out for 20 minutes and you're just down the corridor.
Yeah.
Yay or nay? The answer seems to be strongly nay so far. But we'll leave the WhatsApp line open, 084 850 0942.